punk and the schooner. No one is punk. Can the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Show number 40 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I am Das Kooner. Gene, who are you?
I am Noise Punk, yo. Can you believe it? We are up to show number 40. That's
and
why.
Still counting.
We could now legally
die?
Be old.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yes, today, we really have very special guests. And I'm not joking. I'm really saying this because today's guest is Charles Coleman and
Gene Pritzker.
That's right. We are each other's guests. That's what we're going to do.
That's right.
We decided we reached show 40. We could interview each other, play our own music, and do the same thing we do to other guests, but do that to each other.
Oh, and we get to talk about me.
Oh, boy. That's the downfall of the show.
Oh, no, it's
otherwise,
not.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So
fine.
I think,
be that way.
So we'll start with the... Let's just start this show right off, and we'll start it with a question that I like to ask all my guests. Noise Punk and the Screwer likes to ask those guests, and we're going to ask Charles Coleman. Charles, why did you get into this composing game?
Well, you know, it was midnight. Oh, never mind. Hey, and then one day, an angel appeared from the heavens, said, Charles,
you are gay. You will be gay from now on.
Charles. Gene Pritzker is your enemy.
Oh boy!
Should I give the serious answer?
As much as you could.
Long story short, I was in the children's chorus of the Metropolitan Opera. My voice changed, and I didn't think I'd ever be would ever be a singer afterwards. It turned out to work out that way, but I still had a desire to do something beyond singing. Shut up!
It's a desire. I had to do that.
To do something beyond the singing, within the musical world, and I didn't know if I'd be able to sing, and so I decided to start writing. I found myself dissatisfied with various pieces I'd heard. I always kept saying, that should be a B-flat, not a B-natural, or something like that, and then some kid said, what do you know? You're not even a composer. The rest is history.
And that was like last week. The kid told you
that's
that.
That's it.
You're not even a composer.
You wish. You jealous bastard.
That's what my kid said to Charles. Charles.
You're not the composer.
Exactly. That's funny.
You know,
all right, Charles.
Accidents
well,
will happen.
Anyway. Mr. Coleman, why don't you play us the latest piece that you have had recorded?
Fresh off the press, which we did today. Only a few hours ago, edited, mastered in Brooklyn. Piece called Lay Bare the Heart for Solo Piano, written in honor of the great civil rights leader, James Farmer.
Tell us about this piece, Charles.
I would
yes,
love
you are ready.
After all, we composers like to talk about me.
Oh, boy.
The piece is written in honor of James Leonard Farmer, who was one of the great civil rights leaders of the 20th century. He was, in fact, my godfather and my father's best buddy. So I want to write a piece in his honor. And one of the things one of the elements of this piece is the use of an old civil rights tune called Eyes on the Prize. With the tune itself dates back about over 100 years, but in later years, greats like Pete Seeger and Bruce Springsteen have utilized it in the ongoing movement of the civil rights movement in order to get black people their rights. And of course, have been realized to the fullest as of late last year with Barack Obama, President Obama.
You know, I always thought you were a racist, Charles. I'm really surprised
you know,
like black people.
You really think that's funny?
He's speechless, though.
Well, you know, you talk about Jews in the media.
Oh,
but anyway.
Boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
So I guess I will announce my own piece.
No, I'll announce your piece.
All right. We should mention that it was written for Kathleen Sapovi, one of the greatest New York City new music pianists of all time. Wonderful.
What is it? One of the greatest New York. She's a great pianist. That's it. She doesn't have to be in New York or anywhere.
Well, you're right. The point is she kicks ass, and I am indebted to her to do this piece of mine, Lay Bare the Heart, by yours truly.
And now, Charles, I have to announce the guests. The guests don't announce themselves.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, Lay Bare Your Heart for solo piano.
Lay Bare the Heart. Great job,
and now, team. Ladies and gentlemen, Lay Bare the Heart for solo piano by Charles Farmer Coleman, performed by Kathleen Sepove, recorded in Greenpoint Studios.
Today
on Saturday, April 18th.
17th, 18th, whatever.
April 18th, 2009.
Please check it out.
Enjoy. Lay Bare the Heart by Charles Coleman, performed by Kathleen Sapove, recorded at Greenpoint Studios
today,
engineered by
Gene Pritzker,
listened to by you, the audience.
Yes. Fred, the ink is still, the metaphoric ink is still wet on that.
I'm metaphoric ink, you.
Fine.
That was a very nice piece, Charles.
Thank you.
I liked it. I heard it all day today. So I've heard it like 100 times.
Yes.
I have it memorized.
As you should, damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway.
All you pianists out there, we're going to perform, I think, this piece. Kathleen will perform it at a concert that I am producing on June 17th with the 2009 with the International Street Cannibals, a concert devoted to the piano. And we're hoping to have this piece with Kathy on it. And Kathy will also join us for a piece of mind for four pianists on one piano called Dissecting Rembrandt and a whole bunch of other music, which we haven't even picked yet.
Yes.
This is far away.
Yes. Now, oh my God, it's Gene Pritzker, our other guest on our show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here on your show, Mr. Krumer.
Wait, now you sound like Lawrence Welk. What's going on here?
Hello, yes, Lawrence Welk.
Anyway, okay, Mr. Pritzker, obvious question, like the other question posed to Charles Coleman, me. what got you started in this business of writing?
Okay, well, my parents got me into music at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 4, I picked up the violin. And then when I was a teenager here in America, I was born in Russia, came to America, I got into...
Здравствуйте.
I got into guitar and heavy metal and such. And I started practicing guitar and just doing a lot of that, and then started writing rock songs, and then started listening to a lot of... I got into metal and Stravinsky at about the same time, both... really inspired me when I heard The Rite of Spring and when I heard my first Kiss album. It was basically the same experience. I'm like, oh, this is great. So,
not sure I put them in the same sentence, but that's up
well,
to you.
Yeah, but as a kid, you know, I was just inspired by a lot of different music. And
Call
then,
time again.
Same thing.
You know, it always wins.
So then I started writing and writing a little more, and then I went into Manhattan School of Music pre-college, where I met a really great professor, teacher, Christopher Vasiliadis. I don't know if you
yes,
know
I think we've met.
And Christopher was really inspiring to me, and he taught us all about, talked about Cage and all these, and George Crumb, all these piano techniques, and I really got into that. And then I started writing and writing and writing, and then I couldn't stop. Then I went to Manhattan School of Music College, that's where I met Charles, and started writing, and now I'm on Opus 350.
Hello!
So,
and he's not kidding, folks, 350.
Yes, just finished a piece recently. For flute, clarinet, and piano, and I think that was like 350. I think it's like 351, actually, but whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, since Charles just played a piano piece...
What would you like to play?
I'll top your piano piece.
With another piano
with a
piece?
Piano concerto.
All right, then.
So, this is a piece... well, it's 5 movements, but I'm going to maybe only play 2 movements out of it. How about that?
That's fine with me.
Because it's about 25 minutes. So we'll play 2 movements... And the piece is called Reinventions, and basically I wrote this for the Bremen Fest, 09 Bremen Festival, and the pianist here you hear is Simone Dinnerstein, who's actually I think she just sold more records on iTunes than anybody.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
More than Lang Lang or something, I don't know, her
right.
box CD. So she's playing the solo piano part, and it's the absolute ensemble with Christian Jarvi conducting, and I guess we'll play... I guess I could play 2 movements. The second movement, which is based on Bach's, A minor invention. It's I think number 15 or 16 or 14, I don't remember. And it's kind of a big band movement. And you'll hear a soloist also. You'll hear Matt Hershkowitz on the keyboard and Daniel Schneider on soprano.
Schneider
on soprano sax. He's
effing
here.
Schneider! Yeah.
And
our previous
then,
guest on that is Punk and Dust Crooner.
Then I'll play the third movement, which is based on the fourth invention, D minor, which is a kind of a tango take on it, but kind of weird and screwed up. And again, there's two soloists here as the pianist and a bandoneon player, but we didn't have a bandoneon player, so it's Matt Hershkowitz playing the bandoneon part on the synthesizer.
Yes, ooh, technology.
Yeah, which sounds pretty good. But yeah. I think this summer at the same festival, we're performing just that movement with a real bandoneon player.
Yeah. So, without further ado, 2 movements from Reinventions by our other guest, Gene Pritzker, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Simone Dinnerstein is the piano soloist, along with the Absolute Ensemble, led by Christian Jarvi. We'll be right back. Brilliant. Brilliant. Two movements from Reinventions by our guest Gene Pritzker, featuring pianist Simon Dinnerstein, along with the Absolute Ensemble, conducted by Christian Järvi, in a live performance in Bremen, was it?
Bremen, the 09 Music Fest.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Music of Gene Pritzker.
This year in Bremen, I'm doing, I just wrote a big 25-minute concerto for Tango Band with Bandignon and Tango Band and Absolute Ensemble.
And I'll be in the, I'm in the middle of,
something too.
I'm writing a Downtown Milonga, which will be done at the same concert.
Okay, Mr. Coleman, do you have any other music that you might would like to share with us then, please, maybe?
Oh, my guess. Well, in that case, as a matter of fact, I do. Here is a piece I wrote roughly about 10 years ago. It was a commission.
Wait, you wrote the piece roughly?
You think that's funny?
You said it.
Roughly 10 years ago.
All right. Charles.
Okay, yeah.
Charles.
We'll be at the Improv tomorrow, by the way. This was a commission I got from the Litchfield Performing Arts in Connecticut. Let me say that again. Litchfield Performing Arts in Connecticut.
You can't do it.
Featuring various soloists. His work called Basics. It's for chamber ensemble. It was written as a dance piece, which we pre-recorded in a studio and then performed it with a certain dance company out there. Litchfield Performing Arts did it. Basics featuring five soloists, all of whom happen to be, by the way, associated with Absolute Ensemble, who we just heard a moment ago. I believe she did at one time in the very beginning of Absolute Ensemble's career. Margaret Chiocciola, I believe, was her name at the time. I haven't seen her in years. So, we also have Veselin Gelev, Vesco, otherwise known to us, on violin. Ann Kim on cello. Margaret, as I mentioned, on oboe. Martin Kuskman on bassoon. And Adam Ben-David on piano. Featuring my music. Charles Coleman, Basics.
Oh, I'm supposed to announce it.
Oh,
Basic by Charles Coleman with a put-together ensemble recorded in some studio somewhere for the Litchfield Performing Arts Center. Yes?
Yes.
Is this all correct?
Yes.
You're a noise bung in the screener! Yeah, Basics, Back to Basics by Charles Dasgrunna Coleman.
Yeah.
Played by a ragtag ensemble with Charles Dasgrunna Coleman conducting.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, that was a commission from the Litchfield Performing Arts from about roughly 10 years ago.
Roughly, they did it.
Yeah, and they didn't do it roughly. Those very souls there were members of our absolute ensemble that both Gene and myself are associated with.
Yes, some really good players rocking and are rolling.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's Gene Pritzker again.
Oh, hello. Glad to be here.
So now we have to switch. This is where we switch chairs and get into our opposite roles where I'm the interviewer now. So, Gene Pritzker, what would you like to play next?
The piece that I would like to play next.
Which would be?
Okay, we go, let me see. I guess I'll go to my piece called Flowers of Evil. It's actually called Three Poems from Flowers of Evil.
Right.
Flowers of Evil is a poem cycle by Baudelaire, Charles Baudelaire.
Baudelaire.
Baudelaire. I like to call him Baudelaire.
Charles Baudelaire.
Anyway, and this piece is for chorus, chamber orchestra, and DJ. That would be me. I use the computer. DJ spelled D-I dot J. This, not this jockey, but the digital jockey. Because I don't really use discs to spin and use all kinds of loops and produce sounds, but I use my computer. And a lot of the things that you hear me doing, like beats and various sounds along with the orchestra chorus, is all written out, and I'm doing it live. It's not pre-recorded, a lot of it. Some of it is pre-recorded, but some of it has to be triggered at the right places, be played. It's like I'm playing an instrument, so there's actually a score for my computer. And this is from the Bremen 2008 festival 2 years ago. Oh, no, from the 2007 festival two years ago. Yeah. And it's the Latvian State Choir with Christian Jarvi and Absolute Ensemble again, and me as DJ. And also there's a video portion to this with Astrid Steiner did. So we had a huge screen behind
Astrid,
us.
Astrid, Schatzilein.
She's a VJ, and she does a big, beautiful visual thing to this, and we did that live. But I have that online somewhere. If you go to GenePritzker.com, and on my homepage, right there, GenePritzker.com, there says video. If you press video, at the moment, that's the only video there. But you could see the whole thing with the video and music. But the whole piece is like 25 minutes, but I'm just going to play one movement, which is 10 minutes. It's the second movement, and the movement, you ask what the movement is titled? Well, I'll answer you.
Hey, what's the movement titled?
Wait, I don't understand the question. Oh, the title of my movement.
Yes.
Oh, well, of course I'll tell you. You don't think I'll tell you, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, right?
That's because he's looking for it right now on screen.
I can't remember the
name. He can't remember the title. Keep in mind, this man wrote over 350 works. He can't remember every title.
I remember the title. Come on. It's called, it just says Movement 2. Okay.
It just says Movement 2.
Death of the...
Artist?
Something. Not of the artist. That's a different piece. That's good. Death of the Flowers.
Look around. Death of the Flowers. Let's look around for the
death
score.
Death of something.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'll tell you.
The second movement.
It is a second movement. Features in the middle, the violinist that you just heard played in a Charles' Basics piece, Vesco Geliff.
Takes
a nice solo right before my DJ solo. Anyway.
The second movement of Flowers of Evil by...
Three Poems of Flowers of Evil is the full name of the piece, Charles.
It's fine. Featuring Gene Pritzker, the second movement, along with the Latvian, late Latvian State Choir and an Absolute Ensemble. Christian Jarvi, of course, is the director. Death of the Lovers, the second movement from Gene Pritzker's Three Poems from Flowers of Evil. That was the Latvian State Choir along with Absolute Ensemble, Christian Järvi conducting from a live performance.
And me
from...
as DJ, DJ soloist.
Yeah, and him as DJ soloist. I beg your pardon.
It.
Pritzker as
this
DJ soloist.
Sucks. They really hate their composers. They really don't treat anybody too good.
Let me write you a bass solo.
Hey, I'm not Matt Fields. Oh, quiet.
Yeah.
All right. Charles Coleman. Let's go. We're going to play each other. I have some more pieces, and Charles has some more pieces. And then we'll end with Sound Liberation's new album that was released. And I'd like to play some music from that. So we still got some music. But not too much. We're going to end the show. It's already an hour, for God's
sake.
Well,
since we heard a concerto earlier tonight for piano, I thought I'd play a concerto for bassoon that I wrote.
All right.
Played by one of the greatest bassoonist of all time,
Martin
Kuskman. Living or dead, there has been no other bassoonist like this guy. He is incredible, and this was from a commission with the Riga Chamber Players done about 3 years ago, featuring Martin, the bassoon soloist. These are the latter two movements of the three-movement work entitled Latarnia, which is a Polish word for lantern. It was commissioned from an old benefactor of Absolute Ensemble, Tom Barwick, who had died shortly before the composition and therefore was written in his honor. Latarnia, the last two movements... Martin Kuskman is the soloist, along with the Riga Chamber Players. Normund Schnee is the conductor. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you.
Tardia by Charles Das Crooner Coleman, Martin Kuskman on bassoon.
Yes.
A conductor whose name is?
Normund Schnee.
The orchestra whose name is?
Riga Chamber Players.
Performed sometime before today.
Yes, about 3 years ago.
About 3 years
in Latvia. It was a live performance
Latvia,
in Latvia.
Okay.
Riga, wonderful group of people out there.
A lot of good Regans.
Ronald Regans?
Ronald Regans. I don't know what you call it. All right, cool. That was rocking, Charles. That piece is very
I like good. It, too.
I like it as well.
Now, Gene, it's my turn to ask you. What do you have?
Okay, I got. I want to play two pieces in a row, like bang, bang. First, I want to play this piece for Moog, the Moog synthesizer, and concert band. And this, it's an Austrian, it's a traditional Austrian concert band. They were wearing the full gear, the fun little lederhosen and all those stuff, and me conducting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were all looking at it. And
were they wearing shoes, wooden shoes as well?
No, wooden, that's Dutch. This
that's
is,
Dutch, whatever. Yeah.
And then they, and I was conducting him some funky clothes, and the Moog soloist is Adam Holtzman, who used to be the synthesizer player with Miles Davis.
He's the man.
And he was all dressed, so we were like kind of hip guys and coming in, and also the drummer was this guy, Marco Miniman, who also wasn't wearing lederhosen, but the rest, everybody, they were dressed as...
We bad.
Well, no, they were the bad ones with the fun clothes. So it was a traditional. It was at the Outreach Festival last year, in August of last year.
Last year or 2 years
2008.
Ago?
No, it's 2008.
Beg your pardon.
I think.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I am right.
No, I don't remember anymore.
I occasionally am right on this show.
And I'm conducting. I forgot the name of the band. It's something long word in German. So that's the first thing that I would... the name of the piece is called Corruption in Conference.
Mm.
Okay. And right after that, I want to go into this ballet that we premiered this year with the International Street Cannibals called A Challenge to the Dark, based on a poem by Charles Bukowski. And it's Charles Coleman, narrating is the word.
Yes. Thank you,
Dan Barrett conducting, and a whole bunch of cool players. And so two pieces. The first one is called Corruption and Conference
for
concert band and Moog, performed by Adam Holtzman
and
some ensemble. I can't remember their name. And me conducting. I do remember my name.
Yes.
And the second piece, A Challenge to the Dark. Charles Coleman narrating, Dan Barrett conducting. The ensemble is called the International Street Cannibals Ensemble.
So here on Noise.
By me, Mr. Pritzker. Okay, let's hear it. Here on Noise Punk and who?
Das Crooner.
Okay.
Thank you. in the brain, shot in the ass, shot like a wallflower in the dance. Amazing how death wins, hands down. Amazing how much credence is given to idiot forms of life. Amazing how laughter has been drowned out. Amazing how viciousness is such a constant. I must soon declare my war on their war. I must hold to my last piece of ground. I must protect the small space I have made that has allowed me life. My life, not their death. My death, not their death. shot in the brain. Shot in the ass. Shot like a flower in the dance. Amazing how death wins hands down. Amazing how much credence is given to idiot forms of life. Amazing how laughter has been drowned out. Amazing how viciousness is such a constant. I must soon declare my own war on their war. I must hold to my last piece of ground. I must protect the small space I have made that has allowed me life. My life, not their death. My death, not their death.
And here I am again, back in the other studio.
Yeah.
Gene Pritzker, back to back. We heard two pieces there. We first heard the Corruption in Conference for Moog and Concert Band, a live performance featuring Adam Holtzman as soloist. Really great performance there, I thought.
Thank you.
And after that, we heard A Challenge to the Dark for narrator, me, and ensemble from a recent performance from just a few years ago in New York. A few months ago, rather.
Yeah, it's Dan Barrett conducting the International Street Cannibals.
With myself as narrator, showing off my voice.
So,
as I always do.
The show, of course, is getting pretty long, but let's end it right now by me asking Charles, what is up for you next?
Oh, what's up for me next?
What's up for you next?
What's up for me next? Two pieces for the great conductor Paavo Järvi. I'm writing a violin concerto for him and his wife, Tanya Behrmann. And then the following year, in late 2010, will be my third commission from him and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, in which he will be celebrating his 10th year with that orchestra. And needless to say, I look forward to that.
Cool.
And Gene Pritzker, what have you coming up next?
I have many things that are coming up on next. Well, yes. First thing, in May 27th, 2009, so if you listen to the show and you hear this, come to the show. It's a concert of my chamber music. It's only my chamber music in this concert called Solo, Duo, Trio, Quartet, Quintet, which will have a solo cello piece, a cello violin duet, a trio for two dombras, guitar, quartet for string quartet, and a quintet for string quartet, and singer, baritone, being Charles Coleman.
I had a feeling I was involved in that.
This concert is at the Players Theater, presented by the International Street Cannibals. And after that, I have a concert on June 10th at the Chelsea Art Museum with Composed Concordance, where I have a premiere of a piece of mine called Galileo Steri Messenger for flute, clarinet, and piano as part of a group that I co-direct called the Composed Concordance. Before that, actually, May 30th, Sound Liberation, my band, which we're about to end with. We're going to hear some Sound Lib right now. We're playing with the Sweet Plantain Street Quartet at the Flea Theater. Yes. And on June 17th, going back and forth a little, concert at the St. Mark's Church featuring music for the piano, and I think we mentioned that, and we'll have a piece by Charles and pieces by me, etc., etc. And then I'm off in the summer. I'm off to Blaine Jazz Festival, where I have a concert of my chamber music.
Oh, yes.
With Martin Kuskman, myself, and
Martin Kuskman!
And the Mad Fusion Trio, and some other people.
Yes.
Then I go to, where do I go? Oh, I go to
Austria. You're doing a lot, Gene.
Then I'm going to, well, you asked, so I have to answer. Yeah, yeah. Then I'm going to Austria to the Outreach Festival, where I don't know, probably have a lot of other things premiered. Not exactly sure, but I'm kind of the composer in residence there, so I get to do stuff. And then I go to Bremen.
Bremen, which both of us are involved with.
Yes,
I'm in the middle of a milonga, and he just finished his tango, right?
Yeah.
So we're both involved in that as well.
Concerto.
Featuring Absolute Ensemble and Christian Järvi, of course.
And this album by Sound Liberation is out in stores now all over the internet. It's called Open Up Your Ears and Get Some. You could go to my website, genepritzker.com or soundliberation.net, and check out some clips from this album. Or better yet, go to myspace.com/soundliberation. And one of the songs will be in a featured movie called The Marconi Brothers. That will be out on video. This movie's gone to video, but it's kind of a big movie. But the album's been getting good reviews, and
yay!
As we're leaving, we're going to hear a song from the album called Infinity, with featuring Charles Coleman on vocals.
Yes,
they've been they've got Criminal Cello Guitar rapping, me and myself.
This is
me and myself rapping.
And this is a use of the main melody from Brahms' Fourth Symphony, which he kind of
I took it
up
and fucked it up
in a very distinctive creative way.
And here comes the music.
So Gene, thanks for coming on our show.
So Charles, thanks for coming on our show.
And until next time,
noise to you.
Love burns your eyes when hypnotized. Infinity beyond your cheek.
Divinity. I catch it once in a while when I'm in the vicinity. I feel your femininity. Where do I begin with thee? Let's start with a kiss. A moment to remember me. Our memories forever. I can sever, never. The bond that we made when we were together. Family's infinity. I hold the voices within me. I walk with the legacy on through the next century. A flickering infinity that burns through eternity. A thread in the tapestry of God's life artistry. Part of me, if I've been misunderstood. But I would not continue without knowing if I could. So I did, made a bid, not caring if I win. It's a sin not to try and let somebody in. I begin with a smile and then with a laugh as I reflect on my life when infinity's past. Yo, check it out, sound liberation, bringing it on, taking out the world with a song. You know what I'm saying? Take it away, Das Kruna.
Love her.